today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
When he calls, you better be like Mark. You better be like Matthew. You better be like Levi in chapter 2. When he called Levi, he didn't play. He's got home. He's got meat. He's got prestige. He's working for the Romans. But when Jesus called, he dropped it and moved toward the voice that was calling him. And let me remind you, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And he's calling many today to drop what you're doing. Drop what you're doing and follow the Lord.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Governance and Purpose. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19.
The book of Mark chapter 3, verse 13. The word of the Lord reads like this: Jesus went up, my God, on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, to have an authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Sons of Thunder. Verse 18, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Can the church say amen? Yes. I'm teaching a series out of the book of Mark called The Power of God at Work. And how many of you believe God wants to work by his power in our lifetime? This book is not supposed to be read in silence. It's supposed to be spoken out loud. And I pray that our people are speaking the word out loud. Come on, say it loud. I'm holy and I'm proud. Man, I'm preaching already. Say it loud. You got to speak it out. Make some noise in this house. And you've got to release the word of the Lord into your personal circumstance. Today's message at 8 a.m., governance and purpose. Governance and purpose. With the 12, he establishes governance and authority. And you'll see the purpose for the governance. Father, I give you praise for the governance and the purpose here. And I thank you that your power is at work in us through our prayers, through our worship, through our harps and bowls, through our service, things seen and unseen, through our horns and our string instruments, through our keys, our percussions, our rhythm and flow, through our song and worship from the lungs and the vibration over our vocal cords, the symphony that ascends from this house, the sound of the believer. It means nothing. It's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal without the love of God. But with the love of God in our hearts, it pleases the Father. And I would ask, Holy Spirit, that you would transform me even now, that as I speak, the weight of the word would weigh 10 pounds a word, that it would rest heavy on the hearts of your people. Every sound Every word, let it weigh 10 pounds. And Father, I thank you for the kabod and the glory resting in the home. And God, we give you the praise for all that you do. You've been so good. We praise you and honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Man, I feel good in my heart. Let's clap our hands for the word of the Lord. I feel good because he's been so good to me. I want to preach it, but I need to teach it. Jesus went up, the scripture says, and everything that's connected with him must go up. Say, I'm going up. Now, the rapper, and I coined it, say, I'm all the way up. So I'll say it this way, I'm all the way up. Amen. I'm all the way up in Christ. He goes up on a mountain, on a mountainside, on a mountainside. He goes up, he elevates so all can see. And the Bible says, this basically means he's not trying to do things in secret. What he's about to do, he wants the whole region to know. Yes. And when he's up, he called. Some of us like to call people when we're down. And we'll associate with people who can minister to our down. But if you're connected with God, you got to learn how to associate with people who are all the way up. Now, it's a tendency, and I want you to hear this, to associate with people who can connect with you when your head is hung down. But that's not a long-term relationship. Notice, Jesus went up on the mountainside, called to him those he wanted. He called to them those he wanted, which means there's a divine selection. This ain't a democracy right now. They didn't vote Jesus in. Jesus called to those he wanted. That means he selected them from the foundation of the world. And many of you don't know this, but you're in this room today because God selected you. He said, you didn't choose me, I chose you and appointed you. Glory to God, hallelujah. I selected you. When others forgot about you, I said, I'm working with you. When others said, I don't want her on my team, God says, I want you on the team. When others say, I don't need him. I don't need him. God says, I choose you. He chose them, those he wanted, the scripture says, and they came to him. In other words, they didn't resist the call. Now, I want to come against those who God is calling you, putting brakes on it. God selected you for his glory, but it ain't the time because I ain't had enough fun yet. Touch your neighbor and say, the fun is over. When he calls, you better be like Mark. You better be like Matthew. You better be like Levi in chapter 2. When he called Levi, he didn't play. He's got home. He's got meat. He's got prestige. He's working for the Romans. But when Jesus called, he dropped it and moved toward the voice that was calling him. And let me remind you, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And he's calling many today to drop what you're doing. Drop what you're doing and follow the Lord. Verse 14, he appointed 12, designating them apostles. An apostle means one who is sent. Some are called and some are sent. And some just picked up their briefcase and went. They never were called or sent. They just got a briefcase. They look important. Because when God calls you, you start watching distractions. You can be in the midst of something and God will call you and you got to switch out of it. Let me say it again because I ain't getting no amens. I said when God put his stamp on you, you can be in the midst of somebody. You hear his voice. How many of you know he's even married to the backslider? You can be on a bar stool somewhere drinking your best drink. He'll call you. And I believe God is calling his people. Not just the ones who have briefcases and look important, but the ones who are called and the ones who are sent. He says, I designate them to be apostles or one sent. And when God sends you, you can't get distracted. You can't get distracted with the affairs of the things of this life. I think Paul told Timothy that. A soldier don't get distracted. If you go into a region, you don't get distracted. If you're taking stuff, you don't get distracted. You got to stay on point that they may be with him. Notice he called them as apostles, designated them that they may be with him, the scripture said. Before you go to them, you must spend time with him. Let me say it again. Before you go to deal with them, he says, I call you to be with me. You must go to him. And how much time do we spend with him? If we do, it should wait. Should have weight. And I'm asking God to let the word that out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart this morning weigh heavily on your hearts. I asked him for the kabod, or the weight of glory, to weigh heavily on each word. Sometimes words are like feathers. It comes in and it flutters a little bit and it flies away. But this word, God says, I want it to come in, boom, and it weighs on you. It weighs on you so much that you can't kick it off. It weighs heavily on your heart. Because he says, when I call you, I'm not just calling you to go and for you to have likes on Facebook and for people to say good. No, I first call you to me, to be with me. Look at the word, and that he may or might send them out to preach. So before you teach, you got to be reached. Before you teach anybody, are you walking in what you're teaching? Or at least trying to walk in it. You won't get that until you get with him. Glory to God. I can tell when you're thirsty. New makeup. I'll just leave it right there. Taking selfies. Posting pictures all the time. Any man doing that is off his rocker. Any man that's posting every day a picture of themselves, a selfie, and posting it on Facebook, I'm telling you right now, something wrong with you. Men don't do that. Let me say it. A real bad man don't do that. A real bad man don't do that. Let me say it this way. A real good man ain't taking facials and selfies every single day. You don't have enough time to do that. There used to be a time where sisters would be in the bathroom and getting makeup and stuff like that, and the guys getting down and dirty and doing it. But we got pretty men today, and we got to get ourselves together. I'm not cutting you. If you have handsome, that's fine. That's fine. Today, everybody's on Instagram taking photos, and you can date like that. But I'm telling you what the real thing is, what the weight is. The weight ain't in how good you look in your face. What's in your heart, man? Because the best men that look like they mama don't have any depth. Let the heat get on. They'll moonwalk out of your life. You want a man that's got bottom and roots, that when the wind hits, my God, they stand in their ground. Winter, summer, spring, and fall, same way, evergreen, still producing. Green leaves, ain't no withered stuff here. I'm still gonna cover. When you act funny, I'm still gonna cover. When you do what you're supposed to do, I'm still gonna cover. A real good man. And a real woman don't shift. She's virtuous. She makes people around her better. She's not gone and shifting in her attitude all of the time. She put her roots down and stick with it. It ain't about how pretty you look. This ain't laissez-faire life. Glory to God. That's why we got to get with Jesus, because he transforms us from the inside out. Amen. He transforms us from the inside out. He gives us bottom, man. I take a hit in the top, but my roots never move. The wind can blow me all over like this here, but my roots never move. That's what we need in the name of Jesus. Men that move with the wind can't be trusted. I don't care what's happening. You got to be able to stand. I'm just feeling some kind of way. Get lost with that. Will Smith said that on some movie screen. I'm feeling some kind of way. Listen, it doesn't matter how you feel. We master feeling. That's what masculinity means. That's what maturity means. We master our emotions. I don't feel like going to work, but I got to go. I don't feel like preaching this morning, but I got to do it because I'm a man of God. Come on, give God glory and praise. You the real deal. Ain't no fabricated stuff up in here. God is raising up a real army, not a fabricated one. If you notice, there's some work going on in the church right now in this, because the building is solid, but the chimney down at the end on the west side of the building was built, but it wasn't built sturdy. It looked powerful, like you got stone there. It looks powerful from the outside, but all it was a facade. It looked good coming off the roof. Oh, man, they got a chimney up in there. Now, inside is fortified. It's real brick. But what they did on the outside is build it up with block for a little while, and they made the chimney, just made it decorative. You can't really put a fire in there. It will burn up from the inside out. And after a period of years with the sun shining on that side, it cracked the stone. So when it rained, especially when it rained sideways, drips of water started coming through. And you see a little mold back then, and it soddened the wood. And wood is not supposed to, that's not pressure treated. It's not supposed to have rain on it like that. But you can't see it from the outside. You'll never know until there's an issue. And we see a little drip in the roof, but when we check out the drip, when the hurricane came through a few weeks ago, when we check, we hear water splashing in there. And when we check it out, we find out it's really coming out in a place, but when we trace it, it goes back to the crack in the chimney. Like some of you are leaking over here, but that ain't the real issue. You're leaking over here, but that ain't the issue. You're leaking over here. You're making a big deal. But when we trace the leak, where is it coming from? There's a crack in the stone. And you got to get to him to fix the crack. You got to get to him. I can't fix it. You can't fix it. But God can fix the cracks. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And sometimes we know that the issue is really not what's coming down the slope. We know deep down inside it's not about that. But we got this facade up. It looks good. It looks strong. We look strong. But it's just a facade. Strip you back a little bit, we'll see a crack. When we get on the inside, when Nick got on the inside and climbed in the chimney, from the inside of it, he could look into the yard. I wonder what the Holy Ghost say while he's inside of us. We know he can see us, but what does he see when he looks outside of us? He can see when the sun shines, when you're in the presence of God. How many cracks are in your character? How many cracks are in your stone? How many cracks are in your chest? How many cracks are in your family? How many cracks are in your worship? How many cracks is in your leadership? Let me help you. How many cracks are in mine? Let me preach to myself. Preach to yourself, Merton. Preach to yourself, because they think you're preaching just at them, but all of us got some cracks somewhere. And it take the Holy Ghost to identify it and fix it. So the contractor had to go to the city and had to get permission to do the work. And I believe a Nehemiah anointing is in the house of God. Woo! There's a Nehemiah anointing in the house of God that has gotten permission by God to fix the hole that's in the walls. Woo, God. He said, Bishop, I got to tear it out. There's some stuff we can't use. When we touch some of the wood, it melted in our hands. So we got to replace it with new wood. We can't fix it. We got to cut it out. Touch your neighbor and say, it's time to cut it out. Cut out your stuff. Cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out. Get rid of it. Some of you trying to rebuild with old messed up wood. You got to cut it out. So he's got to cut it all out. He's doing that now. And he's got to replace it with brand new wood. And he has to have the ability to connect it with the old. Glory to God. In other words, when you look at it a few days from now, you won't be able to tell there was a problem. Because that's what God does. If you let him work with you and you get the right credentials to do the work and get the right people to do the work, we won't have to come back and work with you next year. You know why? Because he's going to fix it from the top to the bottom and stop all leaks and plaster all cracks. Some of us got cracked from the previous storm and we've really never fixed the cracks. But if you get with Jesus, hallelujah, if you come up to the mountain, get out of the valley. You've been living in the valley too long. And climb the mountain and come up. He selected you to be with him and then he will send you forth. Glory to God. But don't you go forth with cracks in your wall. Glory to God. The Bible says he appointed them. But before he appointed them, he gave them authority. Notice he gave them power to drive out demons. Now, some of us like to say, man, they got demons, but they're demons on your shoulder. I said they're demons on our shoulders. And we need the demons to get out. He gave them authority. First person he called was Peter. Now, I just want to educate the church for a moment. We've dealt with chapter 1, chapter 2, and Mark is so powerful because each chapter is going to highlight some things that Jesus did with people. And I'm believing God that he's going to do the same thing with us. And as we delve into the ministry of Jesus, he's demonstrating his divine power and might and revealing his unique understanding of spiritual kinship. The whole thing is God, as we dive or delve into it, God, Mark, is helping us to understand God's divine power and revealing his unique understanding of spiritual kinship. As I look at the scripture, chapter 3 highlights several things. It highlights a growing opposition against Jesus, and I'm going to deal with that in the late service. Religious leaders fight the anointing, and if you're not careful, the anointing can show up, and if it doesn't fit your protocol, you'll try to call things out and fight it. If it doesn't fit your protocol, leaders have to be careful to give God latitude to work. Leaders must be conscious that you can fight the move of God by not giving God latitude to work. God don't always do it our way. He doesn't always follow protocol. If somebody's getting delivered and I'm preaching and they're getting delivered, we may have to pull back on the preaching and let God work. If we're not careful, leaders can say, it can't be God because I'm preaching. You follow what I'm saying? We don't have to wait till Sunday morning before God can do his work either. He can do it on a Saturday night. So we got to let God be God. And if a person wants to get saved, you don't tell them to come back tomorrow. You say, are you the day you hear my voice? So you may have to stop something. Jesus stopped the funeral. Oh, my God. That means your routine, you're about to carry something and bury it. He stopped it and changed the whole direction. You got your mind on something, but you got to learn how to be flexible and let God be God. He will interrupt plans.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Governance and Purpose, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors, apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th, and are available at the communication and promotion counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hubbard at 321-305-9831. Seize this opportunity for your future.
Are you a single mom feeling overwhelmed and in need of a break? Join Coalition for Better Families on Saturday, December 7th at 10:30 a.m. for a rejuvenating day designed to pamper, inspire, and empower single moms. Limited spots are available, so scan the QR code in the lobby or register online or in the TR app. Oh, and childcare is provided. Register now.
Calling all men. Mark your calendar for Legatus 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Take advantage of the combo package and order your t-shirt and polo. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.